AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hurricane Hermine made landfall in Florida's Big Bend area at about 1:30 this morning as the first hurricane to hit the state in more than a decade. As a Category 1 storm with 80-mile-per-hour winds, it produced a strong storm surge, says forecaster Dave Roberts.
We're looking for significant surge along practically the whole western portion of Florida. Could possibly be up to 9 feet.
AP correspondent Joshua Plogle is seeing evidence of that in the Apalachicola area.
A lot of these homes are built on stilts, so the homes are safe, but the water is coming upwards where the stilts begin, the foundation.
The Hurricane Center says Hermine has weakened now into a tropical storm. It's centered about 35 miles west-southwest of Valdosta, Georgia, moving north-northeast at 14 miles per hour. Hermine expected to then move into the Carolinas and up the East Coast. For now, in Florida, thousands are without power. 6,000 National Guardsmen are poised to mobilize for the storm's aftermath. Donald Trump says a lot of people didn't quite understand part of his immigration speech Wednesday night because of the enthusiastic crowd. Asked by Fox News what he would do with all the people living in the U.S. illegally who haven't committed other crimes, Trump said he'll decide after he strengthens the border and gets rid of gang members and drug dealers. Well, in his State of the Nation speech last night, Mexico's president says he told Trump during their meeting this week that there is no way Mexico will pay for a wall along the U.S. border. He also says Trump's proposals represent a threat to his country. China's Air Force says it's developing a new type of strategic bomber, adding to recent progress in large aircraft production. This is AP Radio News. Samsung Electronics says it is halting sales of its Galaxy Note 7 following battery explosions. More on the popular smartphone from the AP's Mike Gracia.
Samsung launched the Galaxy Note 7 on August 19th in the U.S., South Korea, and some other markets. The Galaxy Note 7 features a giant screen, a stylus, and an iris scanner. But Samsung was having trouble keeping up with higher-than-expected demand.
Some buyers reported their phones caught fire or exploded while charging. Japanese Transport Ministry officials raided the Tokyo headquarters of Mitsubishi Motors after the government alleged the automaker cheated on mileage ratings on more models than earlier reported. Once Hurricane Hermine passes through, Governor Rick Scott wants Floridians to remember the battle against the Zika virus.
As soon as this storm passes, as soon as we can safely get rid of standing water, do it.
That's because that's where virus-carrying mosquitoes breed. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.